Jason St. Louis is one of six candidates running in the federal election in the riding of Prescott Russell Cumberland. He is running as an independent candidate. Mr. St. Louis explains that after losing two of his businesses, he decided to turn to politics to continue his professional career.
My motivation started back in COVID when I lost my businesses. I decided that I wasn't exactly happy with how everything was going, and I wanted to get back into school. I went to school to become a paralegal and then followed up by a law clerk so I could use that education to get myself into politics so I could help make a change. So my first opportunity to get involved was I became a candidate for the provincial elections, which was really just to get some experience and practice. And if I would have won, it would have been amazing. But it was an opportunity to get people in my community to know me. Now, where we are is preparing for the federal election. I really want to get involved this way because I feel that over the years, my voice as a constituent has not been heard. And so the only way for this to happen right now is for me to do something. Because if I do nothing, then I'm doing nothing. With that, I got on a journey and I met up with a lot of other people across the country. And we started an organization called the Independent Candidates Association of Canada. It's not a party, but it is a way that we are helping to support other people who want to become an independent in your communities and don't have the necessary support. So we give them ideas, put them in touch with people, and it allows for everybody as independents to communicate with each other, to really support each other, like what's going on in your community, right? What are the things that are affecting your community? And do we have ideas that help support you? That is what's motivating me to get involved with the federal election, because ultimately when I'm looking at my residents, my constituency, all you viewers out there who are listening, 90,000 plus are registered voters. Only 48% of us showed up to vote. That means the minority really is split between the red, the blue, the green, the orange, and everybody else. So I am here wanting to talk to you, 52%, the majority of our region, of our constituents. You are already independents. Because if you're not voting because you don't believe in the party platform, if you don't believe that your vote will count, I want you to take this opportunity to put some trust in yourself. Vote for me as an independent so we can represent ourselves together.
Jason St. Louis says he chose to run as an independent candidate so he can make decisions freely without being tied to the interest of a political party.
As a member of parliament, as an independent, yeah, we have to work with the other parties. If I was to become the member of parliament because I got the 52% and the other 48% was split up with all the other colors, then we are the majority, but we still have to work with the other candidates and the other parties. We have to work together. What I am not going to be bound by is the party platform or the party leadership, because when you are with a party, you are bound by the party. Really, when it comes down to it, a candidate or an MP that is with a party is bound by the party. And there's a thing called a whip. And the whip comes around to make sure that you're on board with what's going on. And we see all too easily that when you are not following the line, the party can kick you out. That's not going to happen with an independent. They're not going to be kicking me out. I'm there to represent the people and to create full transparency and accountability for my people so we can come to the table and say, this is what we're looking at. This is what we want. And when I get those answers at the table, whether it's negative or positive, I am coming back to my constituents and I'm relaying that information. We've had 9 years of corruption and scandal with this liberal government. Everybody I talk to, other than liberals, are all super concerned. And that's probably why some people aren't voting, is because they just feel the government is so corrupt and it's full of scandals. How are all these politicians who get involved in politics, who make $200,000 to $400,000 a year, how are they all millionaires? Here we are, the citizens working our tails off, trying to get by, and we're just being taxed into poverty. I want to propose to eliminate the consumer tax. That way there, whether you are high tax bracket or low tax bracket, you can afford to go and purchase things in stores without having to pay all the taxes. We need income tax. It helps support our regular economy with our schools and healthcare and roads and things like that. But if we could eliminate the consumer tax, it's going to make it easier for people to, especially for businesses, on doing their taxes every year, having to pay extra costs for things. We can minimize how many government employees there are. Sorry, government employees, you might, you know, have to redirect your job somewhere, but people lose their jobs right now because they can't afford things because taxes are too high. Is anybody caring for them? So it's not like I don't care about anybody losing their job. I do. But if we continuously tax ourselves into poverty and people lose their jobs and they can't afford to work, then we're just putting more problems on the system by having people need to be dependent on the system. We don't need a basic income for the whole country. We need to employ people in our our country. We need to build as much as we can in our country to support ourselves in our country so that we can all work and have jobs. And there's a lot of work to do, and that would be the importance of working with the other members of parliament from the other parties. The fact of the matter is, we've heard one party say it, but nothing's really getting done, and it's always at election time. Do they come around with the promises to do everything? We're seeing it right now. The Liberals come around, and Mark Carney's dropping the carbon tax to zero. He's the guy who was advising to raise the carbon tax, and they didn't get rid of it. They just lowered the percentage to zero for now. And I talked to people, and nobody trusts that they're not going to raise it after. There's so much I could go on about. So everybody, get out and vote. Get yourself educated. And again, if I can say it, get to my website, vote for an independent.
If elected as Member of Parliament, Jason Saint-Louis plans to focus on issues such as healthcare, housing, and reducing taxes.
We have issues that are obviously our roads and our infrastructure. We need schools to accommodate all the growth that's going on. We need more healthcare representatives. We need to lower taxes. It really comes down to a lot of taxes, eliminating so many taxes. I'm talking about getting rid of the carbon tax. We need to have our own investments. And if we're feeling that the carbon footprint is a concern, why don't we take some of our own money and let's invest into these other new technologies like hydrogen engines? We know that they're working. What if we could start that type of infrastructure in growth and building in our country, where we could be building warehouses and factories, building these types of vehicles, giving and creating jobs to help lower our carbon emission footprint? We talk about being net zero. Canada has an estimated 200 billion plus trees, and we only need 30 billion to be carbon net zero on top of using some other technologies. Okay, so let's stop fear-mongering the country into thinking that we are polluting at such a high rate that we're going to choke ourselves out. We need carbon. We're so bound to listening to media and politicians tell us one side of it when the other side of scientists are coming forward saying, well, maybe it's not quite what you're thinking. Let's have a debate about it. There's not. There's one side of the story, and it's usually fed by the media that is supported by our tax dollars through the federal government. Liberal government is giving millions of dollars every year to media outlets to help keep them in business. Well, nobody kept me in business from the government. Nobody kept my neighbor and his farm in business or their restaurants in business when it wasn't working. So why are our tax dollars going to support these big entities and keeping these corporations in power while they let people go and they give themselves bonuses? We need to get more health care in our region. So let's offer some loan subsidies or some, a little bit of loan relief on those doctors and nurses and healthcare professionals. Let's build more internships in our communities. Offer internships for these healthcare professionals so that there's a continuous flow of interns in our regions, in our area, to support the healthcare that's needed. I want healthcare professionals to be the ones to decide the policies and what they need in their areas and in their healthcare facilities, not the bureaucrats sitting at desks somewhere else who aren't involved in it, don't really know what's going on. I have so many great ideas. I could sit here and take up all your time. So I want people to go to my website, jasonstlouis.ca, read my platform, or aka my proposal. If we're going to make a change, we got to do it together. Voting for me as an independent right now in our riding is not going to change who's going to become the prime minister. But what it will do right now is give us a seat at the table.
This has been Rose Gresla with CJRO Radio, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.